Scoring toilets from 1 to 10 became a ritual we practiced religiously while travelling on family outings. Every time Mum made a rushed toilet stop while on a road trip, four excited girls galloped into the loo with a complicated mental checklist. Back in the car, we compared notes to satisfy the following criteria. Is it clean? Phew! Scents, nice and nasty, were assessed, while clean floors and lined bins always proved a winner. The state of the throne was inspected with great care. No toilet paper, an immediate fail. Presence of cobwebs sent out danger signals. A natural fear of redbacks on the toilet seat, or worse, huntsmen above the loo, ensured we scanned every cubicle. Is soap provided? We were fussy, expecting scented soap, then paper hand towel. Immediate fail if there was no water or paper to dry hands. What fun when blowers came in and liquid soap. How extravagant. Toilet names often kept us in stitches for miles. We added points for humour and quirkiness. Try these for size. Peahens and peacocks. Mango and no mango. Blokes and Sheilas. Squatters and squirters. Now I'm older and much wider travelled, I add more information and we compare dream toilets. Recently, while staying at a caravan park, I wandered into a toilet which played rock and roll music day and night. Each cubicle door had a joke pinned up which made excellent reading and helped to pass the time. The dish at parks has a scientific fact on each dunny door. Nice to know that if you put satin in an enormous bathtub, it would float. I did finally find a 10, and my sisters agree with the score. At a New South Wales bowling club, I visited the restroom. To my delight, it was carpeted and had a well-stocked bookshelf, so I reclined on the lounge for a read. The toilets had tiled floors and vases of fresh flowers on the vanity basins. A choice of liquid or scented soap ticked all the cleaning boxes. Sunscreen was also provided, a nice touch in the hot climate.